Australia Institute's launching new research on Australia, called Australia Last, the failure of Australian gas policy. I'm going to talk a little bit about that, and after that, we've got some amazing speakers here. We've got Senator David Pocock, we've got Nicolette Buller, the member for Bradfield, we've got Dr. Sophie Scamps, the member for McKellar, and we've got Jeff Crittenden, the head of Weld Australia, one of the key manufacturing industry representative groups in Australia, and we've got Air Vice Marshal John Blackburn, former deputy head of the Australian Air Force, who's also an energy security expert, talking about the energy security implications of Australia's excessive gas exports. So the Australian government continually tells Australians that we're running short of gas, and yet over the last 5 years, the same Australian government has allowed the export of enough gas to supply Australians for 22 years. Most of that gas they've given to these multinational gas corporations exporting it for free. They haven't charged them for it. They've given over half of the gas exported away for free. The Prime Minister recently said that we don't have enough gas to firm renewables in Australia. And yet, over the last 5 years, the Australian government has allowed the export of enough gas to supply all of Australia's gas power stations, not just firming renewables, but supply all of the power stations, gas power stations in Australia, for 60 years. The Australian government is telling Australians that we don't have enough gas for manufacturing, and manufacturers are paying through the nose for our own gas, and yet over the last 5 years, the Australian government has allowed the export of enough gas to supply manufacturing in Australia for 60 years. A lot of this gas is going to Japan, who then on-sell the gas at a profit. Some of the Japanese companies extracting the gas in Australia to export get the gas for free, pay little, if any, tax, and then Japan on-sells the gas. Our gas reserves are a finite resource. Every year, 83% of the gas produced is exported. Once that gas is gone, we never get it back, right? We never get it back. It's not there for Australians in the future. And it's even worse than that because all the affordable, accessible gas goes first. So successive Australian governments have let most of our affordable, accessible gas sail overseas. That's never coming back, and we are left with expensive, difficult to access gas. This is an energy security disaster for Australia. It is shocking the way our governments have mismanaged our gas resources. Now, there's a simple solution to this to stop it getting any worse, and that is to stop allowing these companies to sign new long-term gas export contracts. They've sent enough of our gas reserves overseas. They're draining our gas reserves. Enough is enough. We need to save the gas remaining for Australians in the future. Thank you.
Australia doesn't have a gas supply problem. We have a gas export problem. And more Australians are waking up to the scam that has been happening for the last 2 decades. We are one of the biggest gas producers in the world, and yet we're told all the time that we have a shortage of gas. We're seeing manufacturers going out of business because they are paying international prices for our own gas. We have seen a failure of the major parties when it comes to protecting Australians, protecting Australian businesses, protecting Australian manufacturers against big multinationals that are exporting our gas. I call on the Australian government to introduce a East Coast reservation policy and to start tomorrow by saying all uncontracted gas has to go to the Australian market. This will actually ensure that places that we see in the news who are going under will have cheaper Australian gas for Australian jobs.
Australia doesn't have a shortage of gas, but if gas companies continue to export at the rate that they are, we will have one. And on top of that, it's absolutely crazy that people in living in Sapporo in Japan are paying even smaller prices for Australian gas than people do living in Sydney. It's our gas, it's our security, it's our benefit, and it's time that this equation works for Australians.
Well, Australians are being massively ripped off. We are paying higher prices for our own gas than many of the countries that import our gas. And as we heard, Japan buys a whole lot of our gas and then on-sells it for a profit. We've got teachers paying more in tax than the international gas companies are paying in corporate tax or PRRT. We need to look. So a lot of these companies are paying no corporate tax. They're paying very little in the petroleum resource tax. And we're giving away over half of our gas with no royalties. How can this be fair for Australians? And the issue is that we have a cost of living crisis. Households are feeling the pinch when gas prices are going up. And it's particularly critical for manufacturing within Australia. They're paying high prices for our own gas, and this needs to change. And I want to look at going forward. We have a new critical minerals deal here in Australia. We need to make sure that the mistakes that we've made when it comes to gas are not repeated when it comes to the critical minerals deal. And we need to look closely at how Australians will benefit from the sale and use of our own resources, critical minerals, rare earths, gas, going forward into the future. Because we see what's happened in other countries. We're the only one doing this. Qatar exports a similar amount of gas to Australia, yet they earn 20 times the tax revenue that we do. Norway has been taxing their gas at 78% for decades now. What has Australia been doing? Australians are being ripped off, and we need to change it.
Morning, everybody. My name is Jeff Crittenden. I'm the Chief Executive of World Australia. We're fortunate enough to have most of the major large heavy industries as members and all of the power stations. So we're heavily into this. Senator Pocock mentioned the impact that high gas prices have had on industry, and you don't need to be Robert Einstein to work out the number of large manufacturers that are getting into trouble, which is resulting in bailouts from the Australian people. But of course, the high price of gas is not just affecting heavy industry, it's affecting consumers. And it affects consumers in a couple of ways. Firstly, obviously they're paying higher than necessary gas bills. But also what you've got to remember is things like companies like BlueScope and Colourbond. The price of Colourbond will no doubt be higher than it was before because of high gas prices. Ducks, who make the water heaters. Water heaters are quite a regular turnover item for most Australian households, and they use a lot of gas in production, so the price of water heaters is going up. But perhaps something which isn't often obvious is the price of gas affects the price of electricity. The spot price for electricity is actually set by the price of gas. So although we only produce 17% of our electricity for gas-fired generators, it is the setting point for our electricity bill, which is why our electricity bills are so high, which again affects all of industry. Now, quite often I've heard from people in this place that we need gas as a transition fuel. And in an ideal world, perhaps that would be the case. Unfortunately, there's only been one gas-fired generator commissioned in the last 5 years in Australia. One. And the reason is, it's too expensive to run a gas-fired generator in Australia, and it's not economically viable. So I have a strategy for you, simple strategy. I'm an engineer, it has to be simple. And it's called the disconnect strategy. So the first thing is to disconnect the price of domestic gas from the international spot price. We don't need to pay that price. Second, disconnect the price of electricity from the price of gas. And the third disconnect is disconnect this political argument over the future of the planet. We need to accelerate our renewable energy progress. We need more wind, we need more solar, and we need it more quickly.
Good morning, I'm John Blackburn. We've heard about the demands for gas in the domestic and industry sectors. But if we think about our energy transition, the role of gas in that will grow. We need to grow the sector by 200, 300% even more, not just from the electrification of other sectors, but also, for example, from AI data centers. As we grow it, we will need more gas. Do we understand the risks that we're incurring in the way the government's currently managing the gas exports and the gas sector? You'd like to think we do, but actually we don't, because the last time we had a national energy security assessment in this country was 2011. The world has changed in 14 years. The last time we had a national security strategy, pretty important to understand how we should manage our natural resources, was 2012 under the Gillard government. The Abbott government threw it out purely for political reasons. So as it stands today, we cannot understand our risks and vulnerabilities as a whole nation and the critical risks and vulnerabilities we could face as the result of the way we're mismanaging gas. So it's not just an issue of our export policy for economy. What governments of both parties have done is fundamentally undermine our energy security. It is getting worse. Thank
you. Thanks for watching. If you'd like to keep up to date with all our latest research and work, sign up to our newsletter. Delivered every fortnight, it includes behind-the-scenes updates from Richard Dennis, an exclusive cartoon from Judy Horacek, details for our upcoming events and webinars, as well as explainers, graphs, and not to mention the latest cutting-edge research and analysis from the team here on the key issues that are facing Australia. Click the button on your screen to check it out.